So thank you, Rabbi Schreier, for inviting me. So we're going to learn a little bit. He asked me to say something a little light related to Pesach and related to the fact that we have a Siyum that we're celebrating this evening. And so I just want to ask a simple question this evening. Hopefully it will be audience participation. And that's my question is, I'll open it up with the following. Like I've reached the age, I'm actually a grandparent but for a while, not for so long, but I'm a grandparent of two grandchildren. And my hair, Baruch Hashem, it's still, brown color, but, okay, I have excellent, no, thank you. But there's starting to be some strands, and it sort of reminds me, they tell a story about this young girl who goes to her mother and she sees I noticed you have some, strands of white hair, and she's like, what's that all about? It's very curious. And the mother turns to the daughter and she says, every time you do something that makes me upset, so another hair, and I cry, another hair turns white. So the young girl thought about that for a moment. She said, so why exactly does grandma have all white hair? And so children are very curious. And obviously we know the goal on Seder night is to be very curious. And I want to think about the Chacham's curiosity this evening and the Chacham's question, okay? The Chacham's question. I want to ask very simply, is the Chacham's question a what question or a why question? And is our answer a what answer or a why answer? That's what I want to ask tonight. So if you look, so let's see. So the pasuk of the what's the Chacham's question, right? It's in Dvarim Vav Pasuk Chav to Chav Hey. Ki Yishalcha Bincha Machar Lemor Maha Edus Vachukim Mishpatim Mishartiva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. Right? What? Hello. You want a source sheet?
Sure.
No, okay. Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, I didn't realize you didn't have one. Okay. So he says, what are the laws? Okay, no problem. I'm going to sit like this. What are the laws? What are the different types of laws, the edus, the chukim, mishpatim, that Hashem commanded you? So is this a what question or a why question? It sounds like a what question, right? What? Ma sounds like a what question. Sounds like it. And then what's the answer? Vamarta lebin chan, you're going to say to your son, avadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. So we were slaves to Paro in Egypt. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. And Hashem sent different mighty signs, wonders, great wonders in Egypt. God took us out. In order to bring us to bring us to the promised land. Hashem commanded us to do all these laws. To fear God, to be good for us, call your people all the days. To make us alive, today. To be righteous for us. That we should do this whole mitzvah. So what's the answer? Are we answering what? How? So he asked, what are all the laws? What's the answer? What's the answer? What do we answer? It's a why answer, right? Right. So in other words, the Chacham is asking a what question, what are all the laws? And our answer is, we were slaves to power, Hashem took us out, and he performed all these miracles to bring us to this land. It seems that it's a why answer. Okay, so that's already a little confusing, right? We got a what question, and we have a why answer. Okay? If we know in the Seder, the Seder is based on the Medrash and the Mechilta, so the Seder, it's a little bit different. V'haya, that's the next source. V'haya ki yishacha bincha machar, chacha mahu omer, right? What does the wise man say? Maha edos v'achukim v'mishpatim asher tziva Hashem elokeinu osadu. What are the laws that Hashem gave us? Af ata psachlo behilchos of Pesach. You should open up the laws of Pesach. Ein maftirin achra Pesach afikoban. So you tell him, that we don't have anything after the afikoman. So what answer do we give him? What?
Whatnot.
Okay, whatnot. Okay. It could also mean a pesach lo, you open the whole book until the very last halacha, which is don't eat anything to afikoman. So already you have this kind of discrepancy already between the simple reading of the text, which is the what answer, I'm sorry, why answer, and the medrash and the haggadah, which is a what answer. So we have what seemingly is a what question, and then we have a why answer in the psukim. We have a what answer in the haggadah. Now let's see now I want to ask another question, right? We know that we're supposed to ask the four questions. Right? We're supposed to ask the four questions. So, I guess I'm wondering, you ever think about who's asking the four questions, right? There are four sons. There's a Chacham, a Rasha, a Tam, and a She'eni Yodea Lishol. Who's asking the four questions? Who do you think, what type of son is asking the four questions? You ever think about that question? You thought about this question before? Why do you say it's a Chacham? Right, so we knock out the Shere de Elisha because he's not asking, right? And, okay, so let's knock out the other one. So who else? Tom. So why are we knocking out the Tom?
There's nothing proactive about what he's doing.
There's nothing pro. You mean the Tom is giving it. He's like, what is this, right? There's the one who's asking the four questions. It's a little more specific, right? It's a little more specific.
For Russia, for sure not.
Right. So presumably, it's the Chacham who's asking the four questions.
Wait, why can't each of them be asking one question each?
You think each of them asks one? That's interesting.
That's how it's like structured.
You're saying everything's four. That's what you think it is. You're asking, that's interesting. Who's asking? That's an interesting, you should ask this at your Seder. So who's asking which son is more likely to ask each question? That, it could be. It seems, like if you read the Mishnah, it's an interesting theory. If you read the Mishnah, it seems that there's one son who's asking four questions. The Mishnah in Psachim, I have the next source, Perik Yod Mishnah Dalet Hei. So it says, Mazgulo Kosheni. So you pour a second cup, V'chan Habeid Shoel. And here this son asks, V'im Ein Das Bebeid, and if the son doesn't have the understanding, Aviv Malamdo, his father teaches him what to ask. So what are the questions? Body shtar al azabi kol lelos, shem cholos anu ochlim chametu batza, al azab kulo batza, shem cholos anu ochlim shar yirakos al azab baror, right? These first two are the first two that we have in our Haggadahs. The third one's a little bit different. Shem cholos lelos anu ochlim basar tzali shalok mavushal, halal azab kulo tzali. So the third question in the Mishnah was, at all the nights we eat roasted, stewed, and cooked meat, and this night we only have roasted meat. Why don't we have this? Because right, so this is a time when there was a korban pesach and they only had roasted meat. Shemchol elos arubat bili or filo pavachas halal is eshtei fabim. All their nights we dip once, and those days they actually dipped. But this night we dip twice. So it seems in the Mishnah, Ben, right?
Yeah.
So it seems like it seems from the Mishnah that it's one son who's asking the four questions. And if he doesn't know how to ask, the father is trying to pique his curiosity to ask him to teach him to ask the four questions. In other words, it's almost like the father is either there's a chacham at the table, or if he's not a chacham, the father's trying to make a chacham at the table. He's trying to get him to be a chacham and to ask the detailed questions. Now you have four questions. And by the way, I don't mean to burst your bubble and everything is four. You know, there was an original version. The Yerushalmi actually has, if you look at the next source, the Yerushalmi actually says, Muzgalo Kosheni, Vekana Beit Shoel, Ibein Das Bebein Lishol, Avi Balabda, right? The son asks, if the son doesn't have the understanding to ask, the father teaches him, Badishtan Alazebi Kolalelo, Shemcholos Adubat Pilim, Pab Achas, Halazeshte Pabim. So, at all the nights we dip, tonight once, now we're dipping twice. Shemcholos Adu Achlim Chabe Tzubatza, Halaz that Kulobatza, the Batza question. And Shemcholos Adu Achlim Basar Tzali Shal Kubavushal, Halaz that Kulotzali, we have roasted meat. So we actually only had three originally. The question is, why do we only have, three originally? Now it's interesting, the three probably relates to what? Well, one of them is what? One of them is matzah. Very good. It's probably Pesach matzah tomorrow, right? In other words, one of them is matzah. That's pretty obvious which one's matzah. The dipping one is probably maror, because you know you say we're going to be dipping tomorrow later. And then you have the Korban Pesach. Pesach, matzah, maror. So you teach, originally, you teach the son, at least in the Korban Yerushalmi, to ask, like you see, like, tell me all about why are we eating these three special foods that we're supposed to eat on the Seder night. It seems, originally there was a Korban Pesach, eventually there's no Korban Pesach, and probably, in they added the reclining, you know, question later, because maybe originally they always reclined, or they reclined more often, and then it got to a point where they didn't recline, and they're like, how come we're reclining specifically now? But it's interesting, originally, it seems that basically the child is supposed to look at the matzah, the Korban Pesach, and the maror, and ask his parents, like, what's going on over here with these foods, these special foods? And if he didn't, then the parent is supposed to turn him into a chacham. Then, so if that's the case, so let me ask you, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked you before. If the chacham is asking the question of the manishtana, is our answer to the manishtana a what answer, or is it a why answer during the magid? And kids, he's want to know.
It's a
why. Again, so we're this. Right, if I'm eating, so it's all about what we're trying to understand why, right? And just let me do, if it's okay with you, we'll do this exercise one more time. Because I think there's one more piece to this also. See, Rabban Gamliel, right, in the Mishnah, right after we have the Mishnah about the child asking the questions, Rabban Gamliel says, Ko shelo amar, shlosha devarim bepesach, lo yatza yidei chovaso. If you didn't say these three things on Pesach, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. What are they? Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Pesach, Al Shum, Shepasach, Hamakom, Abate, Avoseli, B'Mitzrayim. The Korban Pesach, because Hashem passed over the house of ancestors in Egypt. Matzah, Al Shum, Shinigalo, Avoseli, B'Mitzrayim. Matzah, because we were redeemed in Egypt and we have to go quickly. And Maror, because Shemaru, Amitzir, Mitzchayi, Avoseli. So this, of course, so Rabbi Gamliel is saying that what answer are we giving here? It's also a why. I don't know if you ever thought about this, but in reality, what we have here in the Haggadah or in the Pesukim, in terms of the Chacham's question, there are basically four different responses to the Chacham on the night of the Seder, potentially. The Torah, right, when he asks Maha Edos Achuk Mishpatim, so the response is a why response. In the Magid, which we just concluded, it's the Chacham asking the detailed questions. It's also a why in general, because God took us out. What is Rabban Gamliel? It's a why answer, but how is it different than the overall why answer?
Let's say it's a what and a why. You need to say the three whats,
right,
and then explain why.
Okay, explain why. So, right, so how is it different than the overall why? Because it's a why, right. So,
it's a why prompted by a what.
So it's a why prompted by what, and it's why not about generally leaving Egypt, but it's a why these specific foods. It's a more detailed why. But then, in the Chacham question itself, in the four sons, so the Chacham's answer is what? Maha'edis chukim mishpatim, and it's what? And I think that, you know, if I were to ask you, you know, so at the end of the day, is it a what or a why? I think the answer is yes. And I think it's both. And I think it's intentional that when we are trying to, we're trying to teach our children and maybe also ourselves about whatever on the night of Pesach, we're trying to fuse the what with the why. Now it's interesting the why, by the way. There's another pasuk, and this is the one that we say to the Shein and the Elisha, but the source of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, if you look in Shmos Perik Yigimel Pasuk Ches, so there the pasuk says, Vigadata Labincha Bayamahu Lemor, Bavur Zeasa Hashem Libetzes Mitzrayim. You're gonna tell your son on that day, because of this that Hashem did for me when I left Egypt. So that's a very difficult pasuk to explain. I just want to share with you two different explanations. The Rashbam says Bavur zeh, he says, Bavur zeh, she'oso Hashem li nisim b'mitzrayim, ani oved avodah zos. You tell your children that because Hashem performed these miracles, that's why I'm doing all this stuff tonight. Right? In other words, hakara satov. Right? Hakara satov. That I'm doing all this stuff on Seder night as an expression of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi has a different take on this. So that's one why. A second why is what Rashi says, Bavur zeh, Bavur shakaye mitzvosav, could go in Pesach Matzah Maror. In other words, I'm not merely doing Pesach Matzah Maror because as an expression of gratitude towards God, but what? Because Hashem took us out of Egypt, why? So that I could fulfill Pesach Matzah Maror, so that I could do mitzvos. And actually, you can look at the Seder as sort of one of two possibilities for the why. Is it, and if you've thought about this, is it an expression of gratitude? Is Seder all about thanking God? Or is the Seder all about, this is my mission?
Both.
It's both, right? Say both. So, you know, Rabbi Liebtag, he spoke at our shul in Oceanside, and he made an interesting point. He said, for the kids, the goal is Hakara Satov. You got to tell them everything that Hashem did, thank you, thank you, thank you. As we get older, we have to look at the Seder as a time we think about our mission. And we think about, Hashem took us out so that we'll do this. In other words, does Hashem work for us or do we work for Hashem? So when the kids are younger, so then you tell them, so for the 9-month-old, what do we say? We're going to tell the 9-month-old that we're going to say, Hashem, this is what Hashem did for us. It's all about Hakara Satov. And then maybe when she's 2 or 3, when she's older, no. When you get older, so then it's not simply, Seder night is not simply about Hakara Satov, but it's about our redemptive mission. So it's about why. So if you think about it, obviously, if you just learn Torah, or you just do mitzvos, and you just do it without thinking about the why, so that it becomes a Judaism that is soulless. You don't feel it. You do things by rote. There's no meaning. There's no feeling. You need the why. You need the why. And therefore, I think the dominant theme of the Seder is the why. Because people need to feel a sense of purpose. People need to feel a sense of meaning. And even though the Chacham is saying, tell me all about this stuff, he looks at this like he has an intellect, he's a model, he's thinking, what's this, explain to me. At the end of the day, we need to know why, because if you don't have the why, then at the end of the day, you're going to lose the feeling, the passion. You need passion. But that's not the end of it. You can't only just focus on the why. You can't only. The end game is, then once he gets the why should lead to the what. And the what should lead to the why. And back and forth, and back and forth, and keep on going. And it's this back and forth that I think is the ultimate goal of the Seder night. I think it's a lot. There's, for most people, we want to give people a sense of meaning, a sense of feeling. We put on like a whole production of the night of the Seder so that we get that why feeling. And for some of us, it's Hakara Satov. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. You're working for us. That's Rashbab. A higher level, Rashi. I'm working for him. Right? What's my mission? I'm inspired, re-inspired, reinvigorated to further God's mission on this earth and be a partner with Hashem to make the world a better place. But that's not the end always. It's always, though, more what's. And they go back to the why and what and the why. And I think that's what our Limud Torah, you know, we're celebrating tonight the Siyum. We're celebrating tonight growth in Limud Torah. And I think that has to be both. If we just spend all our time just on the why, we got to know what to do. It's really a fusion of the what and the why. If we're just only learning, tell me about this, tell me the reason for that. You need to know halacha, you need to know what to do, but your observance, hopefully you've seen this in your lives, our observance is so much more invigorated and enriched if when we understand. If we just understand in theory, we have nice discussions, it's wonderful, but to live, to learn the halachos, and to learn, we're doing Megillah, right? So you did the steam in Megillah. Titus, okay. So when it doesn't rain, when you daven and it doesn't rain, okay, so that might be so practical now then. But I'm saying, when you learn a Masechta, right, and you learn the detailed halachos, and now when you learn the halachos, and not only do you know the halachos, but you know the reason for it, and you perform the mitzvahs with that deeper understanding, you know the what fused with the why, it's such a, the experience is so enriched. So my bracha to you all is that you continue learning, and you continue asking both questions. Now, we need the feeling, we need the soul, but together with the what, and I think that that's really reflected in the Chacham's question and how we answer the Chacham's question. So that-